as a midfielder with Toronto FC, and after completing his rookie season with the club, he's preparing for his second season in Major League Soccer. Amadou, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
It's a pleasure. How are you, Steve?
You began your career with Real de Banjul of the Gambian Top Flight, and in 2007 you were honored as the best midfielder in the Gambian Professional League.
Yeah, that's right.
When did you decide to become a professional soccer player, and how did your professional career get started?
First of all, I would like to thank Allah, the Almighty, who made everything so successful for me. And secondly, I would say, I've been in Gambia, since I was very young, and then I started playing soccer back in Gambia. That was the 2005 season at the Gambian 4th Division League, and I was with Real de Banjul. It's a 4th Divisional team back in Gambia, and I was with them since 2005 and 2006, 2007. We were crowned as the league champions in 2007, and by then I was the captain of the team. And from there, we got U17 tournament, which was played in Ivory Coast. And then we flight from Gambia to Ivory Coast for the U17 tournament. And then there I was with my Gambian colleagues, and then we have a very successful tournament in Ivory Coast. And then we won the tournament. I was named the MVP of the tournament. So, and then from there, I had a chance to get out of Gambia to come up for a trial to Toronto FC, which was in March 2009. So I was with Toronto FC for a week with them. I was in Florida, and then because I was offered a 1 week trial. And then from the trial, I spent my time 1 week with them after that, and things goes well with me, and then I decided to sign with them.
Did you know a lot about Major League Soccer and Toronto FC before the opportunity to come to Toronto came about?
Yes, that's right. I did follow the Major League Soccer because I was having Kenny Manchelli of New England Revolution was my teammate back in Gambia, and then the time he traveled from Gambia to New England, where he was, we were close friends back in Gambia because we played in the same team. So I used to follow a lot about Major League Soccer, and then I heard about Toronto FC, the team and the fans, how the team is like. So it was I followed the Major League Soccer a lot.
Due to your age, you were not eligible to join the senior squad until your 18th birthday on August 1st, 2009. So you trained with the senior team in the TFC Academy until you were eligible to play in the MLS. How was your experience playing and training with the TFC Academy?
That was right. I wasn't eligible to join the senior team till I turned 18, and then by then I normally train with them every single day. And joined the academy team to play the academy games. So it was for me it was not that much bad, because I learned a lot from the coaches with the academy, Jason and Stewart, and then I tried to came up on so many things with them, because by then I was just from Gambia and then come up around. So it was so good. It wasn't a bad decision. So I was so eager to come up to the senior team and then get to play normal games at the MLS, which was my aim, and then which is the reason why I came down. So it was so good, it wasn't that bad.
For those Toronto FC fans that have only seen you play briefly, how would you describe yourself as a player?
As a player, I look forward to so many success in my career. And as for Toronto FC, I would I definitely think of winning so many trophies, so many cups with them. And definitely, I'm looking forward to it. It's I think it's a wild place to be playing with them. I've seen great players. You know, they're all great players to me, because I'm being from Gambia and then come up around with a team Toronto FC, being with huge big players. It was like, it was a moral boost to me. And then like every day I try to step ahead of them, like every practice. And then I think of like more success in it. So it's like everything I did, like I try to be successful in it. So, and that's everything part of my career.
How have you settled into Toronto, and how do you like the city?
I do like it a lot because, like, nowadays I'm used to the weather a bit, and like before I was like no way, you know, because it was far more different from where I came from, you know, the weather system, and like you could see like the city is like one of the best cities in the world, because like when you come down to Toronto, you can hang up with everybody, like different kind of nationality. So it's so multicultural, which is making me to feel like home. So I really love it.
You were raised in a tropical climate and now play soccer in Toronto. How have you adjusted to playing some of your matches in the colder fall weather?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, it was so difficult to be in a weather which is completely different from where you came from. Because after all, I think of it, I feel like I shouldn't complain about it, because this is what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a soccer player. And then, like, after all, whatever comes out of it, I have to take it. So it's like, I have to get used to it, which I'm trying to do. So it was a bit difficult when it cools a bit during practice sessions. So I feel like I've been kind of lazy a bit, but like I'm getting used to it.
You played last season as a central holding midfielder, and Toronto has many players that are natural players in that position. Have you ever played any other positions?
Yeah, I did try. I played the midfield holding position, and then I could remember back in my team in Gambia, I played a wing back, and then like if possible, sometimes I played a center back. Depends on what the coach is wanting you to do, because I feel like the game doesn't, like, it's not like this. Like, you gotta feel like you only have one place in the field of play. I feel like it's a job, and then everything is decided by the coach, and then everything he wanted you to do, you should do it, because it's like a job to you. So like I feel like whatever they wanted me to do, like whatever part of the team they wanted me to play, I would be able to do it, and it's like a job. I would really respect it and then do the job they wanted me to do. So this is what I feel.
Have you set any goals for yourself for the 2010 season?
Yeah, definitely the 2007. It's gonna be so tough. It's gonna be a real good season for us, because we all have the feeling, and then we all see the past season how it goes, and then truly we will all be prepared and then look ahead for the success of the team in 2010.
You were signed at the same time that Toronto signed your teammate and fellow Gambian and friend, Emmanuel Gomez.
Yes.
And the two of you are often linked in many people's minds. Did it help your adjustment in coming to Toronto FC to have done it at the same time as Emmanuel? And do you feel a special bond with him?
Yes, definitely. It helps a lot. Like, being around with Emmanuel definitely helps me a lot. Like, in a place whereby you don't have like your family members around with you. And then after all, I came to get one of my country members. Like, we were even teammates back in the Gambia junior team, the U17 and the U20. So it helps a lot, you know, like we've been together, we go out like during our free time. So it's definitely good for me.
What do you think are Emmanuel's greatest strengths as a player?
He's great. He's very good in defensive. He's strong and then played with his mind. He's so confident with himself too. So he's so good.
As you mentioned, you've represented Gambia at the under 17 and under 20 levels, and in 2007 you helped the Gambian under 17 team win the Four Nation tournament held in Ivory Coast, and you were named the second best player in that tournament.
That's right.
Did your success in that tournament greatly help your confidence as a player?
Yes, it did, because I'm being out of Gambia and then played with so many different type of nationalities. It's like it definitely boosts the morale of me, and then like I feel like I'm going a step ahead of my career, and definitely it helps a lot.
Do you have a favorite player or another player that you've modeled your game after?
Yes, I did have my favorite player, because I normally follow the Italian soccer, which is the Serie A, and I try to look at like so many players that I played the same role with. I normally play a player in AC Milan called Gattuso, Gennaro Gattuso.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, so he's a kind of player that I like, because his aggressiveness and then the hungerness that he showed in the field. So like I really love the way he played, like the hunger and you know all that, like is something that I wanted to put into my game. And then like, but nowadays you can be like you can choose only one player as like your best player, because there are so many players of them. I can name one of them, which is Mamadou Sissoko of Juventus. He's one of those players that I look after at the Serie A. So like there are so many great players that you can name.
Who are some of the veteran players on Toronto FC who helped you out and helped you learn in your first year with the club?
Toronto FC, when I came down, I never regret a single part of it, because I came down, everybody welcomed me with wholehearted, and the senior players, people like Danny Dicchio, Carl Robinson, Wendy Rosario, Jim Brennan, they were all kind, and then, you know, every training session, they speak to us like the youngsters, try to put us into the right way, so they are all helpful for me, and then which makes me to feel like home too.
You made 7 appearances with the first team in 2009, and already there have been rumors that clubs in Europe are interested in you. Is playing in Europe something that you would like to do at some point in your career?
I would say yes, because every player is looking forward to play in one of the biggest teams in Europe, or even in Europe. But like right now, I didn't concentrate on going to Europe, because I know I have a job to do with Toronto FC. Because right now I'm with Toronto FC, I wanted to put something put up my name into Toronto FC, and like that's the kind of dream I have, and then seriously I'm looking forward to it.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I can't tell. Seriously, I can't tell that.
Okay, I have one final question for you. What is one thing about you that Toronto FC fans don't know about you?
All right. Outside of soccer, I like to watch basketball.
Have you become a Toronto Raptors fan?
Oh, yes. I'm a Raptors fan.
Right. Who's your favorite player?
Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. Good choice. Amadou, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I look forward to watching you play again next season. And I'd like to wish you continued success with your career.
Thank you very much. Thanks. I appreciate it.